Welcome to the Echo Chamber Club podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first ever episode of the Echo Chamber Club podcast. My name is Alice Thwaites, and I am the founder and editor of the podcast. We thought for this opening episode of the first series that we'd ask ECC subscriber Charlotte to...
Hello, Charlotte. To
ask a couple of questions about why the podcast is necessary on top of the newsletter. So thanks very much for joining us, Charlotte.
That's quite all right. So why should I listen to the podcast as well as subscribe to the newsletter? What's it all about?
So the newsletter, as you already know, but other people might not know, is all about strengthening opposing views to what we call kind of centrist ideas, and that we describe as liberal, progressive, metropolitan ideas, which you might also take issue with, Charlotte, because that's quite a generalist description. But the podcast is about trying to establish what it means to be a liberal, progressive, metropolitan, to be in that centre ground, to be anti-extremist. Because it feels like right now we've lost sight about why it's so exciting to be in the centre ground, why that's the best place to be. And as a result, we've been unable to communicate that to other people who might not be so receptive to centrist ideas. So that's why we set up the podcast, is because we'd like to talk about what it means to be liberal, progressive, centrist and moderate, make that exciting, which is slightly different to the newsletter, which is about understanding what other people are thinking.
So is it going to be the same themes and topics weekly as the newsletter, or different?
Ooh, do you know what? That's a very good question. No is the answer to that, because people unfamiliar with the newsletter is we take on a different topic each week. So last week we talked about Aleppo, the week before that we talked about post-truth and a history of political internet marketing. But what we want to do here is talk to key thinkers, philosophers, academics, journalists about what their values are. And you can't really talk about values when it comes to Aleppo, because I think everyone has a similar sort of values there. It's more about learning from a variety of different people in that centrist space, what motivates them, why they work in the area that they work in, and how they think a centrist politics could work from a very much a philosophical value perspective. So it's not necessarily if a politician comes on here, we're not going to grill him about why he's behaving the way he does according to his policies, but more ask him what motivates him, why has he got into that job in the first place? If that makes
That's
sense.
Really cool. So the newsletter is more about specifics, about giving examples of areas where you could think differently. And the podcast is more about, say, learning more about how different people think.
Yeah.
Is that a good summary?
Definitely.
Have I got it?
Yeah, I think you definitely summarised it well. I think another area is to also think about it in terms of that the newsletter is there so that we steel man opposing points of view so that we can then really strengthen what it means to be a moderate. Also listen to, I was shocked, and I know that quite a few of the subscribers were as well, about the Russian perspective on Aleppo and how convincing it is in some places. You should check out echochamber.club, by the way, as a bit of a side note, if you haven't already seen that newsletter. I think it's important for us to understand where our hypocrisies are so that we can then really strengthen what our political ideology is. So yes, you've got it. But I also prefer to talk about it in terms of if we understand what the opposing argument is and really help us get out of our own echo chamber, then we don't create what, and this is might be a too technical term, but J.S. Mill calls it a dogma. We don't kind of create a very poor idea of what it means to be a moderate, because then it just gets blown down. As we've kind of seen over the last year.
Yeah. So why should I bother doing any of this stuff? Why should I bother even reading the newsletter or listening to the podcast? Like, why is it important that I get out of my own echo chamber?
Do you know what? I might turn that question around on you, because you've been a subscriber to the newsletter for a while. What do you get out of the newsletter? why do you bother reading it every week?
I like it because obviously I live in East London. All of my friends sort of are from around here. I went to University of Exeter. All of my friends think exactly the same thing. And we've spoken about this before, and we were both, like, everyone was just so shocked by what's happened this year. I didn't even bother staying up for Brexit. I just knew. I was 100% sure that we weren't going to leave, because nothing within me, no reason had occurred to me as to why we would bother leaving. It just didn't seem like anything that made sense. And it shook me suddenly that not everyone believes the same thing I believe. Not everyone feels the same way I feel. And obviously we always know that in an abstract sense, but this was a real, like, oh my goodness, no one. Not everyone is living the same life I'm living. And it's incredibly important to me to know what else is going on in other people's minds, but also what else is going on in the world that mainstream media isn't telling us about. And that's why I subscribed to the Echo Chamber.
And more important, does it help? So has there been anything that you've learnt which is new?
The one on Russia, the one on Putin, was very interesting. I really, really enjoyed that one, especially because it was written by someone who was an expert in the field. That was very interesting to me. That was probably the best one that I've read.
Yeah, the Putin one, I think, was number one. Well, yeah, definitely top five in terms of the ones that people get back to me on and say, I really enjoyed that one. There was also the Safe Spaces one, which I don't know if you liked, but again, a lot of people say that changed my mind.
That was interesting because it was something that I, again, tried not to think about that much because it was a very complicated issue. And when it's a complicated issue that doesn't directly affect you, sometimes you just think, oh, well, I'll leave that up to other people. But having a short summary of everyone's views on it in a way that isn't judging anyone and isn't saying what you should be thinking about it is really useful to then just give you a little overview of exactly what's going on in the argument. And that's why I enjoyed that one. Rather than maybe trying to change my mind, it gave me a more of a overall view of what was happening.
That's cool. So we've spoken a lot about the newsletter. So the newsletter is about Steel Manning, opposing views. And for the podcast, I might just give everyone a bit of an overview of who we've got coming up for the first three episodes. Because we're going to release them all in one big chunk on the 26th of December, when you might be needing a little bit of relaxation and respite from your wonderful families. So the first person we've got coming up is a lady called Claire Fox, and she is wonderful. She has kind of done the full political spectrum without actually changing her mind in too many respects. So she used to edit and run a Marxist magazine, I think, in the 80s. And now people are kind of accusing her of having incredibly right-wing beliefs because of the things that she's saying about freedom of speech, about what's going on in university campuses when it comes to safe spaces, which we've spoken about, and also trigger warnings. So she's remarkable. She's had a career in politics that has lasted decades, and her opinions are very much well thought through, and I think she's a wonderful lady, despite not agreeing with her on everything that she has to say. So that's the first episode. The second episode, we're speaking to Yoshi Herman. Yoshi is actually a pretty good friend of mine, I should say, as a kind of disclaimer there. But he is currently the editor-in-chief of The Tab, and The Tab is a network of college, I think there's about 100 universities who have kind of a TAB office, and that's in the US and the UK. So when it comes to him understanding what 18 to 22 year olds think at the moment, he edits pieces written by them the entire time. So he gives an amazing perspective on what their ideology is, what's going on, and also what happened post-Trump, because he's based out in New York. So the values there that he talks about are definitely worth listening to, because quite frequently people talk about that age group as if they know what's going on, but actually they've got kids who are that age, whereas Yoshi is a little bit younger, incredibly intelligent, and really can tell us a little bit about what that age group is thinking. And then the third interview is with a journalist called Royfield Brown. And Royfield has, again, got amazing credentials when it comes to publications he's written for. I think the Huffington Post, New Statesman is up there. And he's a very intelligent guy from Birmingham. He talks about what it's like to be a Black Briton in 2016. And we spend a bit of time talking about what identity politics means. And his main point, which is really interesting, is talking about the fact we need new labels for what it means to be working class or middle class or upper class, because the old labels don't tend to work. So those are the three that we're starting out with. And I'm sure that people will get value out of it if you already listen to the, or listen, you subscribe to the newsletter. So yes, that's what this podcast is gonna be about.
I'm especially interested in Yoshi, actually, because I've been out of that age group now for a little while, and it seems to be changing so rapidly that it'd be quite nice to keep up to date.
Well, subscribe, Charlotte. So
well, yes, I'm obviously going.
One thing, I'll tell you how you can subscribe. So if you are an Apple person, we're on iTunes. If you're an Android person, we're on Google Play. And we're also on Twitter and Facebook at Echo Chamber Club. And our website is echochamber.club. So there's a multitude of different ways for you to listen to the podcast and also keep in contact with us. Thank you very much to Charlotte for having a quick chat with me about why you should subscribe. And hopefully
that is quite all right.
Well, thank you very much for joining.
Bye.
Bye.